Zoning is the government's way of controlling how land gets used. This lesson covers the core vocabulary, plus the two main ways an owner can deviate from the rules. Zoning comes from police power, the government's authority to regulate property for public health, safety, and general welfare. Because it's regulation, not a taking, the government doesn't have to compensate owners for ordinary zoning restrictions. That's a key distinction from eminent domain, which we'll get to. A variance is permission to deviate from a specific zoning requirement, usually granted because strict compliance would create a hardship, like a lot too small to meet the standard setback. A conditional use, sometimes called a special use permit, is different. It allows an entirely different use than the zone normally permits, like a daycare center in a residential zone, subject to specific conditions the town sets. A non-conforming use is a property use that was completely legal when it started, but a later zoning change made it no longer allowed. The law generally lets it continue, it's grandfathered in. But it usually can't be expanded, and if the owner abandons that use for a certain period, the right to continue it can be lost permanently. Eminent domain is different from zoning. It's the power to actually take private property for public use, like a highway or a school. Unlike zoning, the owner must be paid just compensation. The legal process of exercising this power is called condemnation. Try this. A town wants to allow a daycare center in a residential zone, subject to specific conditions. What is this called? A. A variance. B. A non-conforming use. C. A conditional use permit. Or D. Condemnation. The answer is C. A conditional use permit. It allows a use the zoning wouldn't normally permit, granted with specific conditions attached, which is exactly this scenario. A variance would be about deviating from a dimensional requirement like setbacks, not adding an entirely new type of use. Keep that distinction clear and zoning questions become straightforward. Practice more at NewYorkRealEstatePrep.com.